It's fantastic. We drive to work every day with a song in our souls and cause chaos when we get there. It's a privilege, actually. I believe in the spirit of this show. I think it's an export of the best of Britishness, and the fact that that's embodied by four female characters is something we're all incredibly proud of. I think that spirit of resilience, of resourcefulness, they've got that wonderful quiet dignity that comes with having to keep secrets. They have all the hallmarks of what makes this country, to be honest. So to be playing characters that are not just foils to men, they're in their own right, their own storylines, and they're there very much for their own reasons rather than to look pretty or ornery or anything else, it makes it a joy. And, you know, I'm too old now to do scripts that I don't believe in. And I believe in this fervently, so it makes it a pleasure coming to work.
It's actually really nice to work where the women are the driving force. They are the substance and they are the heart and they are the soul. And also I just think it's such an interesting take on, I guess, the sort of detective genre. Because what's great about the women in Bletchley is that they can work under the radar because people don't expect them to be poking around in other people's businesses. And so we can get away with a lot more because we can allow ourselves to be patronised, but actually we're the ones that are doing the patronising.
We were all really conscious from the start that we didn't want to tell serial killer storyline after serial killer storyline. This is an investigative show. It's about mysteries. It's obviously a thriller. So we wanted to make sure that we kept things fresh, and this does approach the mystery story in a slightly different way, from a slightly different angle. It's good fun playing with the different characters and seeing how they bring very differing perspectives to these stories.
When we went to Bletchley Park, there's something very moving and very thrilling and very humbling about being in that atmosphere and being able to, thanks to all the great people that work at Bletchley, it's not difficult, it's not a huge stretch to kind of imagine yourself there, because it's a fantastic privilege to be with these machines that won the war, effectively. Mm. And we all felt that. We all felt a great kind of sense of respect and to be allowed to be near these fantastic things.
Recently, that wonderful Mavis Spacey died, and there was a wonderful obit I read. She was 92, I think, when she died, and there was a wonderful quote that Dilly Knox said about Mavis Spacey, whose original name was Lever, and her other code-breaking friend, Somebody Rock, and the two of them had cracked a little bit of the German code, and Dilly Knox had said, "Give me a lever and a rock and I will move the universe." But their stories are still to be told, and I hope that this show has raised, I think it has a bit, the profile of Bletchley Park, and we saw some of the improvements that had taken place there when we were filming there, and the idea that this had anything to do with some of the improvements that you're making there now, then it's a source of huge pride to us all.